For changes of state, heat must either be added or removed. When heat is added, the particles in a system or an object move faster and their thermal energy increases. Whereas when heat is removed, the particles will move slower and their thermal energy will decrease. For changes of state from solid to liquid or liquid to gas, heat must be added. So this would be akin to melting an ice cube or boiling a pot of water. In each case, heat is being added. And for the change of state to occur, the particles must gain enough thermal energy to break the intermolecular bonds, allowing it to go from a solid state to a liquid state or a liquid state to a gaseous state. For a change of state from a gas to a liquid or a liquid to a solid, heat must be removed. This type of change of state is would be equivalent to steam condensing and forming liquid water, or liquid water being frozen into ice. So in each case, heat must be removed from the substance, and you could also say this as the substance be cooled. You're saying the same thing in both cases. So in these types of change of state, when heat must be removed, the particles must lose enough thermal energy to allow intermolecular bonds to form.